The question was asked, should a person use Tanya as a book to help him stay on track when he's out in the woods helping people learn about Judaism, and he himself needs something to keep him on track? So I think it's not so much a question of Tanya. We have to understand that Tanya is one tremendous work written by a tremendous, tremendous Jew who really dedicated his life to the Jewish people, and it encompasses a certain part of Hasidut philosophy. Some people will feel that Tanya uplifts them. Other people will feel that Rav Nachman Mibreslov uplifts them. Other people will feel that Rav Kook uplifts them. I think that these are all wonderful, wonderful works. They don't need my approval, little me. But at the end of the day, these are all parts of the gamut of Jewish thought. And different works will resonate with different people. Rav Kook, for example, learned Tanya. His mother, I think, was Chabad. He also learned Rav Nachman Mibreslov. He also learned the Gra. He was a disciple of the academy, the Beis Medrash of the Gra. So, big people learn a lot. Small people have their one or two books that elevate them. Whether this is the book that will elevate you, it's hard to know before you try learning it. You will probably find more in the work if you learn it from a teacher. Someone who just opens the Tanya, I think, will get less out of it than someone who learns it from a teacher, either in Chabad or someone else who knows Tanya well. The same holds true for other such works, where if you're taught it by someone who understands it better and in depth, then they can point out things in the works which you would probably miss if you're reading it on your own. But at the end of the day, you have to see what resonates with you. And it's possible that Tanya is what's going to resonate with you. And it's very possible that other works will resonate with you. For many people today, the Netivot Shalom is a work that resonates with them. That's why we do Netivot Shalom. Other people like the Ger Rebbe's work on the Torah. Other people like Rav Yonatan Eibshitz. Other people like the Meshech Chochmah. There was a Rav who, his wife asked him, I always see you learning Meshech Chochmah, and I never see you quoting him in your speech. So the Rav said, right, the Meshech Chochmah is the inspiration for my speech. He learns the Meshech Chochmah, and that gives him inspiration for his speech. But different people feel that different things will inspire them. It's true that there are many people in Chabad who work in Kiruv, who work in helping spread Judaism among Jews, and they find that the Tanya speaks to them. But don't forget, they're a part of that Hasidut, and throughout their childhood, they learned Tanya. So it's very likely that the book that was a part and parcel of their education is going to be the book that speaks to them when they're out in the woods. Whereas someone else might find that a different work speaks more to them. But it's a very personal thing. I don't think it's only about the book. I think it's about the connection, the chemistry a person has with the book.